Hey guys, it's your girl Food for Thought. I have decided to do a part two regarding to my last segment. So if you did not listen to my last segment, the title of the segment was Who is Wrong, the Man or the Woman? So I'm just going to give you a little bit of a backstory on what happened. So if you want to like listen to the whole thing, click out, click on to the other video. So basically, there was this girl, she met this guy on Tinder. She spoke to him for a few months. He said he would be in the city for a couple days on a business trip. She agreed to meet at Benihana's and she told him to like meet her there. And then she would take him back to the hotel. When they met up, the date went like really well. They talked about any and everything. He was like the man of her dreams. He had all of the qualities of a good man until the bill came, I guess, in her eyes. So the bill was $96. He took out a crispy ass $100 bill and put it on the table. Then he asked her, hey, can you pay for the bill? Like for the tip. So then she said, sure. She took another bite of her food, like a grimy ass bitch that she is. Then she said, let me go get my wallet. So when she said, let me go get my wallet, she meant let her get her wallet out of the car, out of her car. So when she hopped in the car, she didn't even pay for the tip. She didn't pay for anything. And then she thought to herself, why am I here? So then she left him. He was stranded. He was stuck with the bill and the tip. And I guess they just never talked again, I'm assuming, because I wouldn't talk to a girl if she did that to me. So basically, people are commenting like up the storm on this topic. And a person has commented, the woman take out the principle of who pays. The man asked her a question, can you pay for the tip? The woman said yes. She gave her word. She could have rationally discussed it. She could have subtly hinted she is more attracted to men who are also going to cover the tip. She could have considered tipping $10 or $20, 10 or 20%, a small price for a top quality meal. But besides that, it shows she, one, didn't stick to her word, two, didn't have the relationship skills to communicate the problem, three, the majority to leave him stranded, she broke her word by not taking him back to the hotel like she said she would. Four, the emotional awareness or maturity to not act out of emotion. He is new to the town and may have only expected the meal to be only $80, not $100. When some people are nervous or excited sometimes, they have a hard time being disciplined, so may not keep a mental tab in their mind. Regardless of who should pay, she lacked relationship skills, but that is just my thoughts. Another person commented, the woman is wrong. And then another person commented, and that's why the bitch is single. So everybody's like laughing at that. Another person commented, she said, and she left him there knowing she was his ride back to the hotel. She's obviously in the wrong. And I said, for real. Another person commented, she couldn't even pay the tip. Spoiled self, entitled cow. He is better off without her. Another person has commented, be the guy, a date is a date. He should have paid for the tip too, which I kind of don't agree. So I'm probably just going to comment like, wow, like you really think that? Another person has commented, the woman was wrong. Don't try to fight me on this. Another person has commented, the man, if he could afford a $96 bill, you could afford a tip. Don't ask a woman out on a date if you can't afford the bill and tip. So I'm pretty sure somebody disagreed because there's a comment on the bottom. It says he didn't even ask her on the date. They agreed to meet on Tinder. And yeah, he could afford the tip, but wanted to make sure she wasn't the type just looking for money or a free meal. So asked her to provide a tip. He dodged the bullet. So basically that person is saying they agreed to meet. They met on Tinder, they met online, and he agreed to go to dinner with her. So yeah, like she should have provided the tip. Everybody's saying that the woman is wrong. Two people, or probably three, said like, oh, the man is wrong, which I don't agree on. It's just like, come on now. Like they both agreed to meet up. Okay. If you're both agreeing to meet up and y'all didn't like ask each other out, basically, like if it was just like, if the man asked her out, right, then yeah, she could be mad. But they both agreed to meet up at Benihana's, both of them, not just one person asking, hey, do you want to go to Benihana's on a date? You guys are both going there to meet up. Okay, the bill is $96. Okay, so if he asks you for a tip, girl, just tip. What the hell? So then another person has commented, imagine believing that you should financially rely on a man. That won't get you far, sis. Another person's commented, some people complain about no good men being out there, but the second they come across one, they run away from him. That's about a dumb broad if you ask me. Another person's commented, whoever asks for the date pays, but I mean, it's a tip. That's not a big deal. She could have just said, I only brought a card or no cash. That's what I said in my last thing. I said, if she didn't have no cash or a card or anything like that, she should have been like, hey, you know what? Like, I don't have my card with me, or I don't have any cash, so I'm going to cash up you like $4. Like, because I don't have no money right now. Like, come on now. So yeah, make sure to follow my social medias, which is Sharday17, Sharday17. Make sure to share this. Call in. Let me know your opinions. Go and check out the first part of this, part one. This will be part two. I am going to be recording for my podcast once a week, every weekend. So I'm planning on doing Fridays, but we're just going to say Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So just keep a lookout each weekend for my podcast. Make sure to listen to me on Apple, Food for Thought, Anchor, Food for Thought, Spotify, which is Food for Thought. So yeah, you guys have a good day.